I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Oh, hey, chickens. We are continuing one of Peter's text-alongs to Black Orchid, which was only a two-part story, but for some reason, it's gone. Like, normally his text messages for a four-part story only take up two episodes, but this one has gone on forever. because it's also, I've had to cut a lot out. So the last episode was probably short. If you want an unedited version, you can grab one at patreon.com/AdamRichard. But let's keep going. The doctor has, he's in trouble for having supposedly murdered one of the servants. the servants want to get a name in death, which Peter has summed up with, the days before psychic paper. And they all just leave the body on the floor. the doll is a hilarious touch. Oh, when they go upstairs and Lady Cranley's like, that was my doll when I was 6 years old. Lady Cranley, Peter says, is taking the piss and I love her for it. Nothing's really happening, is it? Poor Peter's realised that his nostalgic love of this episode is maybe because nothing happened. And it was all, it was just all fancy dress and dancing. And that was it. And some murder. Was that a side shot of the stand in Nyssa? Oops. Oh, my God. There are on the Blu-ray, because this is on the season 19 box set. And so I watched all the special features because I'm a nerd. And they've got a bunch of deleted scenes. And one of them is a scene of Nyssa and Anne both dancing. And the stand in Nyssa is quite clear. Like, she's the closest one to the camera, which is a mistake because it's like, well, we can see her face better. And it's clearly some other girl. I'm like, I can see why this got cut out. Also, the dance is terrible. Like, you know, I mean, Sarah Sutton is a trained ballerina, but, you know, she and Anissa were just like lifting one arm up and flapping their wings about, and then they run inside. So yeah, if you have this on DVD or Blu-ray, you can go and watch that hilariously terrible scene of them doing their half-baked dancing. Peter goes on, how bad is this man at tying knots? The man with the lip. Yeah, he's no good. You'd think he'd make more of an effort after he's just escaped. I think maybe he only knows how to tie one knot and it's not a very good one. It is kind of a terrible plot device in that he gets tied up for like days on end, then gets out and then gets tied up again for days on end, and it's like everyone thinks it's just going to be fine. Peter goes on, yeah, we get it. They're being shown the TARDIS. It's this weird scene from nowhere. Like, why do they have to go into the TARDIS? I don't understand it. And Peter says, why is nothing happening? I don't know. That Brazilian chap is easily surprised as well. Poor fella's head must be beaten black and blue by now. I know he gets knocked over the head so many times and wrestled to the floor. And it kind of, like, the second time it happened when I was watching it, it made me think of, you know, the Inspector Clouseau movies when he comes home and his housemate or servant or whoever he is just attacks him. And they have like these sprawling fights for no good reason. It's very strange. That's what it feels like. It feels like maybe George Cranley isn't murderous. He's just boisterous. I want a spin-off where the Doctor doesn't get them to Cranley Hall and they all have the constable and the chief of police traveling with them too. That is really weird. Like, you know, there's a whole thing about how they can't get back to Heathrow. Like, the Doctor can't get Tegan home, but then he's able to just pop over the road in the TARDIS for, like, little short jaunt is fine. I guess he does say at some point in this series or the next one, I'm getting better at these short jaunts, but, yeah, it seems weirdly out of character, not only for the Doctor, but for the TARDIS, to go exactly where it's meant to. I guess they're not travelling in time. It's just maybe it's only when they go in a straight line. It's fine. The stairs are burning out of shot. Poor George. Nissa's being very accommodating with being carried about. That's right, stop Adric. He only makes everything worse. This is the most problematic exposition I think I've ever heard. Oh, it is not okay. It's the Flakari Rug Indians or whatever they're called who made George disfigured and cut his tongue out, and then for some reason he needed to be tied up for months on end, and that sent him crazy and he killed people. I think that's what they're saying. I don't know. For a hostage negotiation on the roof of a burning building. I'm surprisingly bored. Yeah, it's really dull, Peter. Poor George. Did they go to the funeral in their TARDIS outfits? Well, it kind of seems like that, doesn't it? Like, Tegan's got her uniform on and Nissa's back in her truck and velvets and Adric's back in his pajamas. His maths pajamas. I don't know why they're maths pajamas, because he's got his pin on, his mathematic excellence pin. Peter, well, that's over. It's one of those cases where you realise you've remembered something entirely differently to how it is and made it seem a lot better. Yeah, you know, nostalgia is a powerful, powerful thing, and it can make things seem really delightful when they're really not great. And, like, I don't know if that's because I've been watching the new Sex and the City, and I'm like, well, these feel like the kinds of storylines they would have done back in the day, but I remember there being more funny bits. Like, it's just a lot of standing around feeling awkward. You know, it's, yeah. And, like, Sex and the City used to be, like, a 20, 25-minute show, maybe 30 minutes at the best. And it was like, yeah, good. Comedy doesn't outstay its welcome. These things are, like, nearly 50 minutes and nothing happens. Anyway, that's a very grown-up show. I shouldn't be talking about it in this family-friendly podcast. what's it called now? And Just Like That. It's, yeah, it's not... it's not great. Nostalgia. It's a great idea, Peter says, to have an historical with no sci-fi monster, but then to make the monster someone who's been physically and mentally abused and have no consequence or regret on the part of the family who literally tied him up in the hidden wing. Yuck. Good points. Great to see an historical. I mean, it wasn't really an historical, at least in the old historicals in Doctor Who, like, went to particular events in history. Like, you know, the Aztecs, we learned about the Aztecs and what went on before they were completely obliterated by colonialism. you know, in the Highlanders, you know, you find out what was behind the kind of the clearances and why the Scots were so upset with the British and all that kind of thing. Like, you know, the Romans, they meant Nero. I mean, in the old days, a purely historical story kind of was more than just a pastiche of tropes from a period setting. Like, it is, this is very strange. But yeah, Peter said another good part is that it was only two parts. Also a good point, Janet Fielding, Tegan, of course. And that's about it. Oh, Peter. I feel bad. I feel like I've ruined his childhood by making him watch this again. Bad points. Nothing happens. So much filler for a two-part story. If you like cricket, crappy Charlestons, buffets, and leg shots, this is the story for you. Of all the stories I've texted along to, I don't think I'd recommend this to anyone. And that's a surprise, given I went in thinking this would be a delightful nostalgic treat. Yes, the memory does cheat. All right. The next episode is going to be Galaxy 4, which is on the Blu-ray. And it was sent to me by lovely Matt on Patreon. Thank you, Matt. If you have any thoughts or theories on Black Orchid or Galaxy 4, you can send them to me. You can send me a message at patreon.com/AdamRichard or on Instagram and Twitter at Adam Richard, Fabulous Adam Richard on Facebook, or the Adam Richard Has a Theory Facebook group. And of course, you can email me theory@adamrichard.com.au.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.